I'm Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery. I've been following the research evidence on the use of CBD oil for persons who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease now for over a decade. The early research was promising, and in this particular post, I have included the abstracts of a number of more recent studies that show promising results for persons experiencing Parkinson's symptoms. Now that CBD oil is legal in states of the United States as well as in many countries, the number of companies that have begun to sell CBD oil has blossomed. Some of these companies are reputable, many are not, unfortunately. They will promote that they are selling you a CBD oil that has 300 milligrams, when in fact, if you actually were to do an analysis, it only contains about 10 or 25 milligrams. To get results, it's clear the research indicates that you have to have a minimum of 300 milligrams and more would likely be better. I've included then the research evidence in this very specific posting here. And in addition, let me suggest that the company that I have found, which does laboratory testing on their products and has a formulated product of CBD oil called CBDA, which has greater penetration. This means that the oil that they actually have made available for users has high quality. You can guarantee its contents, and the product is going to last a lot longer than other CBD oils. If you have tried CBD oil and haven't found it has been successful, it may be that the concentration was not what was advertised. So read below the research evidence. We get more and more studies indicating encouraging results for persons who experiment or try CBD oil as a therapy to address whatever symptoms they currently experience that are neurologically oriented.